Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today we're joined by Amy from England, who uses LDN for Hailey-Hailey's disease. Thank you for joining us today, Amy.
My pleasure.
So how old were you when you started noticing that there was something wrong with your skin?
Probably around about the age of 26, 25, 26.
Mm-hmm. And what were your symptoms at that time?
So I started to notice on my back mainly was sort of like blisters or sort of scratches on my back, or just like the skin was sort of coming apart a little bit, and it wasn't really healing. So it wasn't really bugging me so much, but I was just noticing that it was there.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't itchy or anything like that, but I just noticed the skin was sort of coming undone, and mainly on my back at that point. It wasn't really bad, but it sort of slowly kind of crept up from around that age.
So did you go to the doctors at that point?
Yeah, I did, and they weren't too sure what it was. But what was happening was I was getting kind of secondary infections, and so for the secondary infections they started giving me antibiotics, so either cream or oral antibiotics.
Mm-hmm. And how long did this go on for?
That probably went on for the next, I don't know, like six to seven years.
And in that time, did they try and diagnose you, or was it still all up in the air?
So at one point, I actually got a biopsy done, and they didn't actually diagnose me with Hailey-Hailey disease. They diagnosed me with Darius. So that's kind of what I thought I had for the first little while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so other than the antibiotics, were you having any treatment at that time?
No.
Okay. So what happened next?
So it got kind of got quite bad. It got worse and worse. And I had the biopsy, and then I started going to see specialists. So I went and saw a dermatologist in Harley Street in London, and she just seemed to keep on trying me on all sorts of other antibiotics and creams and different types of medications, and not low dose naltrexone, but just sort of I felt like I was being thrown a lot of just antibiotics really, and that was mainly for the secondary infections, and it kind of would fix things up for a little while, but then the skin issues would come back again.
Mm-hmm. I guess dermatologists don't see that many cases of Hailey-Hailey's disease to recognise what it is. Maybe that was an issue as well.
Yeah, it's very rare as well, so I think it's quite hard to diagnose.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened then?
So then I actually realised that it was a hereditary thing, because my father had it as well, but we still didn't know what it was, that it was Hailey-Hailey disease. We still thought it was Darius disease, which is a similar skin condition but different. And actually the reason that I found out that it was Hailey-Hailey disease was because my father got in contact with one of his half-sisters my father was adopted, so he contacted later on in life, made contact with a half-sister of his, and she also suffered from it, and she had been diagnosed with Hailey-Hailey. So then I found out that, oh, maybe it's Hailey-Hailey disease, and I didn't really know much difference between one or the other. Mm-hmm. But what happened then was I found a Facebook group. My sister, who also has the disease, she found a Facebook support group. So I went onto the Facebook support group, and I just noticed people had been talking about low-dose naltrexone, which I'd never, ever heard of before. And it seemed really difficult to, it seemed like a lot of people were saying that they really struggled to get access to it, to the medication. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was living in Melbourne, and I obviously I had been, across the year, I think from January to October, I'd been on 13 rounds of antibiotics. I wasn't very well at all. And I think actually the antibiotics were just making my skin even worse because my immune system was just so kind of shot by that point. Mm. And then I was given prednisolone as well. And that just really didn't really help me very much, especially mentally, because it made me quite depressed actually. And then what happened was I found a dermatologist in Melbourne, and he prescribed me low-dose naltrexone, and I started taking it, and actually it didn't get better the first time I took it. It actually got a little bit worse, and I'm not sure why that was. I think it's just mainly down to the fact that my body was so, my immune system was so down. So I actually went off it after the first try. I took it for a couple of months and then went off it completely. Yeah. And then I actually ended up, I was really desperate at this point, and I was just doing anything that anyone suggested because I had to stop working by this stage. I couldn't work. I couldn't lift my arms above my head because I was in so much pain because of my skin. It had got much, much worse by this point. Really raw, kind of my whole skin was sort of raw and big patches. And I actually started working with a gut health doctor, and I spent the next probably 8 to 12 months working with him. And I went on to basically an autoimmune diet, and he also did like a he had like a really close look at my gut biome and the bacteria in my gut, and worked out kind of what I was missing and prescribed me some supplements. And over the next course of kind of 8 to 12 months, I started rebuilding my gut health, I guess you could say. And then about halfway through last year, I thought, I'm going to try the LDN again. And so I was living in London at this stage, and I went to the Rare Diseases Clinic and got them to prescribe me LDN, and I started using it probably this time last year. And I just noticed the second time round that it just started to make huge, impacted me a lot and changed and really started to really clear my skin up. I think the gut health thing and the food and the change of diet was definitely what I needed as well, just to heal myself, to heal my stomach and my gut. But then once I'd done that and then started using the LDN on top of it, it really started to kind of work magic, really.
Mm-hmm. So before you started LDN and before you saw the doctor that was helping you with your gut health, because Hailey-Hailey's disease is an autoimmune disease, did you get any other symptoms that can be commonly had by people with autoimmune diseases? I mean, did you suffer with fatigue or brain fog or?
Yeah. So as far as I'm aware, Hailey-Hailey's not an autoimmune disease.
Oh, isn't it? Sorry.
No, that's okay. No problem. Some people think it is, and some people think it, and some people it isn't. But as far as I've read, it's not actually an autoimmune disease. But my gut health doctor sort of treated it as one, or treated my condition as an autoimmune. Mm-hmm. But I guess I could say, just to answer your question, I did have brain fog, and I was really worn out. And I think that was down to all the antibiotics that I've been prescribed.
Yes.
That weren't really doing anything.
Okay. So if you'd had to have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10 at that point, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
Probably around a two or a three.
Wow. And how did it impact on your life? You said there that you weren't able to work, but were you able to socialise and still?
I was pretty low at that point when it was at its worst. Not really. I spent a lot of time lying in bed, and I couldn't wash my hair because when I lifted my arms up in the air, when I lifted my arms above my head, I could like pull this on the skin. So, I wasn't really able to exercise or do any of my usual, like I practice yoga and walk a lot, and I couldn't do any of that. And, I mean, you just don't really feel like socialising because it hurts to move. So the less movement, the easier it is. So it was really, it was not good at all. I was feeling quite depressed and quite desperate, actually.
Mm. Well, I can understand that. I mean, I've interviewed some people with Hailey's disease who just found they couldn't wear clothes because if they took the clothes off, it had crusted, the blisters had crusted over on the clothes, and then when they moved the clothes, I mean, not good, is it?
No, not good at all, not good at all.
So when you started LDN, did you notice the second time, I mean, the first time you said it made it worse, but the second time, what did you notice initially when you first took it?
The first time I took it.
No, the second time.
Second time I took it. My skin had started to heal quite a lot. My immune system was feeling better because I'd changed my diet and I was taking a lot of really kind of quite high-tech supplements. They weren't supplements just from the health food shop. They were from a special dispensary, and they were really they were really designed for what was going on with my gut bacteria, which my gut health doctor had tested. And so I guess with that, I started taking 3 milligrams of LDN, and just the little patches that could never quite heal just sort of disappeared over about the course of a month or so. So that's basically what happened, and it just started to get more clear and more clear. And I also, what I did notice was happening actually was sometimes I would have a flare and it could stay there for months on end, you know, 3-4 months. Six months, you know. Mm-hmm. And what I started noticing after I started taking the LDN was that I would have a flare up, and it would just kind of go away. So maybe it would flare up for a week or two, and then it would just kind of disappear. Whereas before, it would stick around for months. So that's one thing I noticed, which is still something that I'm noticing now.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, you were saying about brain fog and things. Has that gone?
Mm-hmm. All gone. I feel I'm probably in the best shape that I've been in my entire life, actually, right now. Yeah.
I mean, getting your gut right is a big deal. And
well, it was a life changer for me.
Mm. Yeah. And even though it's hard initially, it does become easier, and it's well worth it, isn't it, once you feel so much better?
Yeah, and I'm like, my weight's stable. I don't have any brain fog anymore. I have more energy. I've opened my own business. I can exercise. I'm emotionally feeling more stable. I'm much more positive, and I really do feel like that is actually down to getting my gut health right, and then with the LDN on top of that to help the skin. It's been kind of, yeah, it was like a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. Getting the gut health and the LDN.
So
on top of that,
your own doctor, have you been back to see him or her?
Nope.
So they don't know how well you're doing.
Well, the thing is, I've moved around. I've moved countries a few times. So, and I've moved around a lot. The last 10, 15 years, I've lived in about 4 to 5 different countries. So, there wasn't one doctor that I've been working with over the last 10 years. It's been quite a few different doctors. But I do remember saying to one of the dermatologists, I remember saying at one point to him, do you think that food makes a difference? And he said, there's no scientific proof or something like that, that food can actually help your skin disease or help your or to help with your health. So yes. I know, again, that's not about the LDN, but yeah, I haven't been bothered. I haven't bothered going back to any doctors, really. Mm-hmm. I haven't taken any antibiotics. So I remember. Do you remember I said to you, in 2018, from January to October, I took 13 rounds of antibiotics.
Yes.
That was the last time I ever took antibiotics. I haven't touched antibiotics since.
Wow.
Yeah, so I feel great about that.
And what about your father? Has he followed in your footsteps?
Yeah, so luckily for him, he doesn't get it nearly as bad as I have. So he just gets the odd sort of scratch on his neck, and that's all he gets. So he's never, I don't even think he's ever had to take any antibiotics. I know that he puts on some cream every now and then, some Fusidin cream, on his neck, but apart from that, he doesn't really suffer from it at all.
Mm-hmm. And how bad was your sister's, Hayley?
So she's, interestingly, so she's about 10 years younger than me, and I think what I'm noticing is that she is kind of where I was 10 years ago. So it was just starting to show up. Like, I think she's had it for a couple of years now, and it hasn't been debilitating for her, but I just noticed that it's kind of showing up in the same areas that it showed up in me when I was that age. So she knows about my journey with the food and with the LDN, and she hasn't followed suit, but maybe just because, you know, it's still manageable for her at this point. I'm sure she will definitely go on the same course that I do the same sort of thing that I did if it starts to get unmanageable.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, isn't it?
Mm.
What you've just said there, you know, once it becomes unmanageable, you know, she may try it.
Yeah.
If only people would take it before it became unmanageable, they would save themselves a lot of heartache, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, if she could put it in control like yours is before she had to go down the road of suffering, because I mean that is what it is, isn't it? It's suffering.
Yeah. I think that people get to a point. I know that for me, I mean, it's really difficult to change your diet. It's really, I mean, I've changed my diet big time. I'm on an autoimmune diet, which basically means that I don't eat any white flour or sugar or cereals or grains. Mm-hmm. I really just eat good fats, healthy fats, you know, lean meat, and actually not always lean meat, just, you know, well, I try and eat as much organic meat as I can and a lot of vegetables, and that's really what I eat, is, you know, it's like a caveman's diet. And it's hard because, it's hard, it was a blessing in disguise for me, because I was so desperate. I was so ill and so desperate that I didn't have a choice but to change my diet. And now I'm kind of, there's almost like a part of me that's actually grateful for my skin disease, because by changing my diet, it's helped me not only with my skin, but with my mental health and so many other areas of my life and my energy and my emotions and my weight and my, you know, everything.
And what would you say to other people who are listening to this, who might suspect they have Hayley disease? Hello? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about what I would like to say. The first thing I would say would get your gut health right. That's been an absolute game changer for me. Make sure that you're eating the right food. And try and get on some LDN. Mm-hmm. That's just those are the two ingredients for me. And I don't think for me one wouldn't work without the other. So the LDN didn't seem to work by itself without getting my gut health right first. Mm-hmm. And my gut health obviously was a big game changer for me. But then the LDN on top of the gut health was sort of like the icing on the cake. And now I'm living a life that for a while there I really thought that I was doomed, and now I'm exercising and moving and you know, it's still, I've still got the skin disease, but you know, I've got a lot. I've really got a lot of my life back now.
Well, that's amazing.
Really. Yeah, well, it's been amazing.
Thank you very much for having shared your experience with us today.
My pleasure. No worries at all. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.